You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora whanau, you're on the BFM Breakfast Show. I hope you're having a nice morning out there. We've got the wonderful Carla in the studio, who you might sort of know possibly from recitals, I think is maybe your most known project. But you're here to talk about a brand new solo project that you've been working on called CCTV. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, how are you?
Oh good, it's so nice to have you in the studio. Yeah. Rugged up wearing the best scarf hood thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I got it from an op shop the other day, and it was just an instant yes for me.
Sometimes you just have those moments in an op shop where you're like, this was put here specifically for me to find today.
Exactly.
Feeling very powerful right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's good.
Hey, tell us a wee bit about CCTV as a project for you, because you have such a sort of history with bands and playing with other people. This is a solo endeavor. What was the impetus to start this?
I don't know. There wasn't really one. I've sort of always been kind of shy about sharing my solo music.
Yeah.
Or just sort of, I don't know, I haven't really been in a rush to share it because I've just been sort of chipping away at it for a time. I was like studying for ages and then delved into other projects and I didn't want to rush anything. And CCTV, you know, it was sort of just my SoundCloud name, because CC are my initials and then TV, I don't know, it's just, cool. I don't know, media. it just became like my, I don't know, it just became this umbrella of like places that I could just chuck any demo on or like just whatever. I usually would just upload stuff at like midnight just to see how it feels and not put too much pressure on it. And that's what I like about it, because I just kind of, you know, I just explore lots of different sounds and yeah. And I guess that's what it is. And it's obviously at the very early stages, so I'm still sort of like sussing it out.
That's a fun place for a project to be in, though, to be working out those really early ideas. What's interesting to you about working on your own and working in this way?
Yeah.
What's the gear set up for you? Are you a laptop maker? Are you a keyboard person? How does the kind of song come about gear wise?
I'm definitely a keyboard person and laptop person, or I guess I just sort of, I'm just a headphones mic and keyboard person, and I sort of just like shift through patches and until I find the right sound, and I just, things just sort of, usually they come out or they don't, like it'll just come out really quickly or I'll like, it won't happen and then I'll find it like a year later, and you know, but that's usually it. And I love like funny instruments and like random little synths and just finding inspiration from different types of synths and stuff.
Totally. And working in bands, particularly recitals, is such a big band.
Yeah.
There's so many of you and you've all got such, you know, varied individual music stories.
Yeah.
How do you find the process of coming from a really collaborative space like that into a personal space? Where does it kind of feed in to those conversations for you?
Yeah, well, I think that working collaboratively, that's sort of always been my base. Working with different people, I just love learning from other people, and like especially recitals taught me a lot about writing and like working with other people. So actually through working with recitals and other projects and with other people, it's helped my solo music a lot. You know, when I think back to like songs that I was putting, you know, writing before recitals or before those, they're very different. Like, I just love getting the influence from lots of different spaces.
Yeah, totally. It's such a cool thing, I think, to have two spaces, or at least two spaces, to try out different sort of creative ideas and find what fits. What is the kind of headspace you need to be in for making solo music? Is there a headspace you feel you need to be in?
That's a good question. I think that I just can't force it, really.
Yeah.
I just really just go with the flow. I think I need to have a setup that's accessible, that I can just, you know, jump into at any time. But I think, just honestly, sometimes pressure is good. pressure's a good headspace to be in. But for the most part, I just want to be like, okay, I feel like making music today. And
awesome.
Do it.
And you sort of have to start before that little moment. You know, you have to trick yourself into doing your homework sometimes. Yeah.
Definitely. Which is why the pressure thing's good. And also, you know, I also enjoy the struggle sometimes. I enjoy like getting to a part where I'm like, what do I do now? Like, what the heck? And I used to kind of like just end there, but I'm trying to like push through those moments a little bit and like just learn and like figure it out. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
You had a solo opening set for DC Maxwell the other night.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was cool. I was like honestly so scared leading up to it just because it was this really unknown, like what is it going to feel like to just be up there completely by myself? But yeah. It was really nice. The audience was lovely. It was like a really beautiful, just like nourishing environment to be in. And yeah, it was really cool. I'm really like glad that I did that because I've always been like, no, I'm good. So I'm really grateful to Daniel for giving me that opportunity so that I could just work towards it. And
yeah,
it was really nice to, yeah, like I come from a classical background. So like practicing is really, it feels like home to me. So to practice towards the thing was like, okay, this feels good. And
yeah,
to have it and then do it and like afterwards be like, okay, that was really cool. Like, you know, I might have like made mistakes and stuff, but you know.
That's all part of live performing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. Tell us a wee bit about Kinney as a track. Where did this one come from for you?
Yeah, so a couple years ago, this has been sort of sitting around for a couple years. My friend Alistair and I, we did the New Zealand On Air music development together, and we've worked together quite a lot before. And it was a day where we were supposed to work with someone was supposed to come in, but then they were sick, so we were like, oh, what do? We have this whole day. And we just started like just jamming. I had this little like Korg Electri drum synth, and he was on this like Nord synth. And we just like jammed for like half an hour, just the same chords and just like experimenting with the synths.
Cool.
And it just came out, and it's, yeah. So Kinney was, it's about, I'm from Malta, and it's about summers there.
Oh, wow.
So Kinney's I don't actually mention Kinney at all. I'm not sponsored by Kinney. But I mean, you know, if they want to, that's cool. Hit me up. But it's like the national soft drink in Malta, and it's it's the strangest drink. Like I can't describe it. I wish you could taste it right now, but it's the most like thirst quenching drink ever. And when it's really hot there, like it gets really hot there, it's the only thing that kind of relieves the heat. And there's nothing like it. So Kinney's that, like, cool. To me, the track is that fizzy drink. Like, it's what it tastes like, what it feels like, it's like bubbly and, yeah. So, yeah, that's Kinney.
Now I really wish I could try
I know. You can import it from Melbourne. It's quite a large Maltese community there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe I'll try to get some.
But we'll start
dealing Kinney.
Yeah, maybe this could be the merch line that goes along with your release. Is everyone gets
really
a record and a soft drink at the same time.
Oh, that's delicious.
We can make this happen, I feel.
Yeah.
You've also been working with Amamelia as well. There's a beautiful Amamelia remix of this track. What was the process of hitting Amamelia up like?
Oh, I always knew that I wanted to have a little B-side because to me, Kinney, it was just reminding me of like, I don't know, those like 90s singles.
Yeah.
There's like an A-side and a B-side and there's this like little club mix or like, and I love Amamelia's music. Like Banana Amelia last year was like my favorite album and I just jammed it so much and it made me feel like this kind of nostalgia that I couldn't quite pinpoint. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way, but I just knew as soon as I heard that album, I was like, I wonder if I could hit her up and see if she wanted to do a remix. We hadn't spoken before, like I'd, you know, talked and like written about her music a lot, and so we sort of chatted a little bit through that, but then I hit her up and she was so lovely and she was just like, yeah, okay, cool. And I had no idea how she was gonna spin it, but I love how she spun it. It's just so 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like 90s chill. It's like Lazy Sunday mix on the, you know, those Lazy Sunday CDs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Oh,
and
perfect.
I love that. Yeah, yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And they're both up on Bandcamp today, is that right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you can go and listen to both of them and
What's the address if people are trying to find CCTV online? How do they get you, Carla?
Well, It's fine. I'm sorry. I've just set all of this stuff up like really recently, so I'm still trying to remember the variations of CCTV that I've written. But it's CCTVV on Bandcamp, but it's CC.TVV on Instagram, which is where you can find like every. I've got a link tree now. It's the core. Yeah, I've got the link tree. So you can go to that and you'll see it all.
Excellent.
All of it will be there. I know CCTV is kind of a hard thing to Google.
But we'll put the link in the podcast, make it easy for people as well. Carla, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
and,
for having me.
I'm looking forward to spinning this. This is Kinney, brand new, out today by CCTV. You're on BFM. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.